The meeting between the remaining leaders of the jihadi movement against the infidels was to be held in the Anbar province west of Baghdad, late in the evening. The leaders had agreed upon the location based upon where the fight was still actively being fought. Anbar province was an area the Americans were not currently trying to occupy. While most of the leaders believed a meeting was necessary, many of them who had survived were not happy that they were asked to travel outside of their area. Traveling was not safe, and many of the leaders were known to the enemy. The fight was not going well for them, and the Americans had become more determined of late. The victories the American forces enjoyed over the last 2 months were bolstering their resolve. Many of the jihadi leaders did not want to have a meeting, but some of them had lost so many fighters that they had little room to disagree. The leader of the groups in the south of Baghdad was particularly annoyed. He had been a senior officer in the Iraqi Special Republican Guard. His name was Abdulaziz Mahmoud, but all of his fighters just referred to him as the leader. He was very cautious not to share names outside of his inner circle to avoid anyone providing information to the infidels if captured. The meeting began with the usual customary small talk as the leaders talked with each other about everything except the fight that was at hand. Several of the leaders had been in the Iraqi army and would rather get to the point, but they were not the majority and went along with the others trying to act like they were really interested in the welfare of everyone's families. The leader from the Anbar province, as the host of the meeting, finally asked everyone to take a seat. "I would like to thank all of you for agreeing to come to this location for our meeting," the Anbar leader said as he looked around the room. "We must talk of our strategy as we move forward. It is important that we all work together and do not become entangled in separate fights against the Americans." "I agree," the leader from the areas north of Baghdad said, but that was understandable since he was more concerned about fighting the Kurds than the Americans. "So, are you proposing we fight with the same tactics, or that we are all supporting an effort to rid our country of the infidels?" another leader from the east asked. "We need to make sure everyone has all the weapons and supplies they need before we go forward with any more fighting," the leader from Baghdad said. "I believe that we should find a way to bring the infidels to their knees," one of the leaders said as all the others nodded their heads in agreement. "That is all of them except Abdulaziz Mahmoud." "And what of you, Abdulaziz? I did not see you agreeing to my point." "Well, I believe that all of you should determine whether you want to actually fight or just hold meetings and talk," Abdulaziz said as he tried to remain calm. "You are just upset because your fight is not going well," one of the other leaders said. "My region has not lost a single fighter in the last month." "That is because your fighters do not fight. They sit and hide like scared animals," Abdulaziz replied while still remaining relatively calm. "Come now, brother, you do not have any more fighters to die for you. Maybe you should reconsider the way you fight against the Americans," the leader from the West said. "Our methods in the West are showing good results. The Americans try to avoid coming here." "The Americans do not come here because your area is a wasteland," Abdulaziz said as he started to raise his voice. "I will not be preached to about tactics by someone who had his unit surrender en masse to the Americans in the war. You have the leadership skills of a camel spider. You have failed in this fight just like you failed to protect the capital in the war," the Western leader exclaimed. "I am done with these discussions," Abdulaziz said as he took out his pistol and shot the leader from the West in the forehead. As soon as the leader raised his pistol, his men raised their rifles, but did not fire. They were waiting to see what the others would do. Thankfully for the others, nobody reached for a weapon. Now, Abdulaziz began as he wiped some blood from his forehead. "I will need men from all of you. You will make sure that they arrive in my area in the next 4 days." The other four men in the room all nodded their heads. They were still in disbelief at what had just happened. One of them slowly raised his hand. "I do not have many fighters," he said. "How many do you require us to send to you?" "I need 30 fighters from each of you," Abdulaziz said as he looked around the room. "I will make sure to find a way to keep track of how many you send. If you do not have that many fighters, then kidnap the rest and send them with your fighters. Do not fail me in this request,"